Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. Happy Monday, everyone. This is RJ, and of course, I want to welcome you back to another edition of Blog Talk Radio with our host, Giver of Life, which you can tune in every Monday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by calling in the number at 657-383-0969, or catch us streaming live over the web at www.blogtalkradio.com/giver of life. Access the purple button on the right-hand side and download and follow the instructions. Also, if you would like to leave Giver of Life a comment or even message her just about the discussion, please do so at giver.oflife@yahoo.com. And before we begin the show, I just want to give you a bit more information about the other discussion lines that we do have. Now, later on tonight, Giver of Life will be back on the discussion line sponsored by PSJ Life from 8:30 to 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And that call-in number is 605-475-4000, access code 945-830-pound. And also on Tuesday nights, you can catch A Moment in Time with Drylander from 8:30 to 8:45. Wednesday night is Belly Chat from 8:30 to 9:30, and that is hosted by Drylander or Giver of Life. Thursday night is Passing the Mantle Next Generation, hosted by PSJ Life, or filling in will be Drylander or Giver of Life. And the number for all discussion lines that are sponsored by PSJ Live, once again, is 605-475-4000, access code 945-830-POUND. Also, if you are looking for a home church, please, I invite you to House of Deliverance at 404 West Hargett Street, Richlands, North Carolina, 28574, where our overseer is Apostle Eva M. Thompson. We have Tuesday and Thursday morning prayer at 9 a.m., Friday night services at 7:30, and Sunday morning service is promptly at 11 a.m. If you would like to reach out to House of Deliverance more, our telephone number is 910-265-7300. Also, our email address, houseofdeliverance.info, that's I-N-F-O. Also, check us out on Facebook. Please go and like the page. It is House of Deliverance, Inc., that is I-N-C. I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed. And without further ado, here's Giver of Life.
Well, hello to you, RJ. I tell you, it is Monday, and I'm glad the weather is cooling. Man, just cooling down some. But anyway, guys, I tell you, I am just, you know, just really excited about some things and realizing, you know, some things that you find yourself up against. You realize that it's a part of preparation. It's a part of some things unfolding, and I'm you know, because sometimes, like I've said earlier to you, that are dreamers, that's just like, Giver of Life, what does this have to do with this? And I know that you guys have really have seen the Academy Award, and, oh, this lady, Viola, she's just like, wow. I mean, this lady really just kind of like, wow, like, she was a lady that was steadfast, and she's celebrating. She's really celebrating, and that's a dream. That's a dream. And I know sometimes when we talk about our dreams, we just say, can I take the high road? But the high road and the low road really takes you to your destiny. So I really want to encourage you to be steadfast. And a lot of times we kind of judge our life by our feelings. But I've learned that even the good feelings and the bad feelings work together for your good, and they're taking you to your destiny. So I want you guys to be steadfast. And I know, you know, some people, I have seen some great, awesome people I have met in life that just got to that place and just say, I just cannot stay loyal to this. I just cannot stay faithful to this. I really just, and really, your dream needs your steadfastness. It's just like you're pregnant. You know, you just have to wait the 9 months. And then when the 9 months go, ladies, you know what I'm talking about. It's like, you know, like, I thought you said in 9 months, and you said so many days, and I'm overdue. No, you're not overdue. You just have to be steadfast. You really. And I have had one of those moments where I just, you know, just figured, all right, let's do this. And it's called inducing your labor. You don't want to do that, really. You really don't want to induce yourself to where your dream is there and you're not ready. Because there's a lot of things that happen because you're not ready. And that's real life. That's so real in life. It's not a fantasy. It's like, are you ready? You know, and it's just the idea that I have even learned, I'm telling you guys, from moving from the north to the south, I had to be steadfast for 5 years. My dreams, some of my dreams were here. They were here. And I'm just like, you know, like when you transition from one side, you know, from the north to the south, it's like, you know, and if for some reason you find yourself that, you know, you're transitioning and you're just like, wow, you know, like I was headed. You're going to get there. You just have to be steadfast. You just have to, you know, when the traffic is backed up, you know, all of a sudden you're on 95 or, you know, you're on some big interstate and it's just like the traffic's moving. And by the time you just feel like, oh, I'm almost. And then like, you know, you literally, you can't turn around, you can't back up, you can't turn around. You just have to be steadfast. And your dream right now needs your loyalty. It needs you to be faithful to it. It needs you to, though you're hurting, to yet still, I want it. But look, I want it. So right now your dream really needs you to be steadfast. And we can really just get a, you know, a pot of coffee and some cake and really just say, woe is me. But look, this is the part of getting you to your dream. And I know it's unexplainable. I know it's unexplainable. It really is. Tell me about it. It's just like, but I want to encourage you to be steadfast, to really encourage. Your courage is the thing. It's the most important thing, really. It's like a virtue. It can, you know, you can practice. You can really find yourself, well, you know, giver of life. I'm just like, I've had things lined up and like, bam, like that. But just be steadfast, unmovable. Still just say, I still want it. You sure? Okay, the wind's blowing, you know. I mean, but you know, at least the water hasn't gotten in the boat yet. You know, the wind is hitting your sail, but it's just the idea that you be steadfast. Because you know what? I've learned that sometimes the wind takes you places, you know, to where really you just like say, I'm there already. And you just figure it took that to get me here. Yes, just as long as the water don't get in the boat, really. It really just as long as the water don't get in the boat and the dream sinks. So it's just important that you realize that I really want to encourage you to be steadfast, to really be steadfast. It's not the will to win that matters. Everyone has that. It's the will to prepare to win that matters. And all preparation, this right now, this that you find yourself in right now, but, well, you know, being steadfast, it's really just preparing you to win the matter. You know, it's just like, okay, we practice, we're hyped, you know, we're going to win, and then all of a sudden, you know, the scores start changing. Look like things seem like they're against you, but I want you to be steadfast. It's just look like, did I make a wrong turn? You know, where you're sitting and say, maybe I shouldn't have done this, I shouldn't have done that, but it is so important that you really realize that this is a part of taking you to destiny. In 5 years, guys, I'm telling you, 5 years of adjusting. I had to be steadfast. My mind was going back to the north, and then I was comparing the north to the south, and I was comparing whether I was better there, and oh, it's worse here, and I went back, but I was steadfast. And it's one thing about life. It's one thing about life. You just don't know that this is the day, this is the hour, this is the place. Boop, door open. Wow, you know, your name's called. Well, you know, all of a sudden your application was taken from the bottom and it's to the top. And someone, well, who's this person? Well, let's call them. You know, like that. You never know. So you have to be steadfast. You have to be faithful. Your dream needs you to be faithful right now. And I just want to encourage you to just be faithful, you know, because sometimes we have the dream, but we're not ourselves ready for the dream. We have to grow to meet it. And this thing called steadfast, this thing that's making you, you know, not making you, but asking you to be faithful, asking you to be loyal, in spite of the pain, in spite of look like, I thought we were going north, where were, you know, like that. It's just the idea that you're still going to need to be steadfast when you get there. You're still going to have to just realize, okay, I've hit this plateau, then there's another. And you have to be steadfast. And I literally had to, because it was just like, I'm telling you guys, when I say an adjustment, because we don't realize change is good. It's complicated, but it's a thing that helps you to grow. And if you're not steadfast, if you're not, I mean, the pain is real, the disappointment is real, I thought I was doing this, and, you know, all that's real. But you just need to be steadfast. You just need to be, just be faithful, crying, you know, just be faithful, really. Just literally just be faithful. And your dream needs you right now. It really needs you to say, okay, I know what you feel, I know what you see, I know what you need, but just stay faithful. You know, it's a thing like encouraging yourself, really. I don't want you to confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. Don't confuse that. Oh, giver of life, it's just, but don't confuse that single, that one thing, that defeat there. That's not it. That hasn't closed the case. That hasn't shut down the dream. That is not going to say it's not going to be. But right now, you just need to be, you know, you're like you're on a team and you just don't get off because, okay, we won a few, we lost a few, or, oh, we're far behind, or they're beating us. You know, that has nothing to do with it. You know, because the winning and the losing, all is in the game. It's all in life. It's all in your dream. So don't, you know, I just want to encourage you so you don't look over your shoulder. You know how, you know, when we like this, you know, just don't want to be faithful or loyal to our dream. We look at someone and say, look up. And if that person could really just tell you where you are, I used to be, really. But what you feel, I used to feel, really. So it's just the idea that I want you to really just to, I don't care if you're hurting, you're crying, you're like saying, what am I going to do? Just stay faithful. Just stay faithful, because it was like, guys, I'm telling you, I'm telling at least three or four, no, four, maybe five, of things that I dreamt up north came to pass in the south. So it's just an idea that you might figure, I made a wrong turn, giver of life. You think maybe this is a nightmare. Maybe I just really just need to fold this up and just say, you know, try something else. It's one thing about changing. You have to be steadfast. Have you ever been on a highway and it just seemed like you're in the outer lane, that's the fast lane, but it looked like, you know, the other lane, that's the slow lane, and you decide you don't want to be steadfast, and you decide that you want to move over into the, you know, into the inner lane, you know, and then you find out the traffic started moving right where you were. And all of a sudden, cars that literally you were passing past you. Just be steadfast. And I just want to encourage you to just be steadfast that you're not the only one. You're not the only one just saying, you know, man, this is like, no. And it's real. It's really real. And it was just something that makes you just want to just change your mind and just say, forget it. But don't you forget it. Don't you forget it. You've got to realize that this part of it, and I'm being honest with you, I'm just not saying something to hype you up, because I was back and forth. Believe me, every weekend I was preparing to go back up north. Every weekend. Oh, all I just needed was a good reason. And right now, you might have a good reason, a giver of life. I'm telling you, this thing has just looked like, you know, I shouldn't have never done this. I shouldn't have never gotten involved with this. I shouldn't have never ever just wanted this. All that's in it. All that's in it. I just want you to be faithful to your dream. You know those days where you were happy about it and you were planning, and some of you about halfway in it? Like, don't turn around now. Really. Just don't turn. Really. Because the steadfastness and the courage is a resistance to fear. Really. It's not the absence of fear, but I'll tell you one thing, that with you being steadfast and you having courage, it will master the fear. It would help you to just say, move. No, I'm not. Move. No, I'm not. So be steadfast, because all of this, I know you sometimes say, what does this have to do with this, really? So it's so important, really, that you just say aloud to yourself, I'm going to stay loyal. This is what I want. But I know they have those buts, but look, how long, but how much of this, you know, steadfast. Stay steadfast. Just stay loyal. Just stay faithful to it. You want to be a teacher? You know, I know maybe those kids about to run you crazy. You know, it's just like, no, this is something you want. You know, you're going to have those days. This is what I'm doing like that. But it's just the idea that you need to stay faithful to a relationship. You know, some of you guys probably, your dream was getting married. I talked to a lot of people just like, I wish I never would have met him, never would have seen him. But hey, he's a good fella. You're a good person too. It's going to work out. Stay faithful. Don't cheat on one another. Don't cheat on your dream. Don't do that. That's going to be another episode that we probably have to talk about where I really hope we don't have to deal with that. But it's just so important that you stay steadfast. Like, I'm just not going to. And there are things that, believe me, this is so real. There's a wind. There's a storm. There's things that will want to make you move. You know, like someone, you know, pushing you. Well, just give it up. You know, that's what happening to some of them. Well, just let it go. Well, you're not getting anywhere. Well, if you wouldn't have done, you know, like that. No, this is, if you can be, believe me when I tell you this, when you can be steadfast to what you have already put time in, effort in, had some days that it brought you joy, had some days you laughed, and now you're crying. Let me tell you something. It's all a part of taking you to destiny. And you're going to be fine. And I just want to just, you know, really. Success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. Win. Join the club. Win. Win. But I want you to, when you, it's one thing about being quiet and being steadfast, because a lot of things that's trying to push you, they push you with one thought. Oh, just let it go. You know, but if you be steadfast, it'll kind of like just make you just hold on. And make it just think about it. Well, where are you going to go? And what are you going to do? And look, you know, look at all the time and the effort and the dreams and the books and the colors and all these things that you've been talking about. You know, they still exist. But right now, you just need to be steadfast, really. You really just need to say, okay, all right, really. And it doesn't matter how slow you go, so long as you don't stop. Just don't stop. Just don't know, really. Perseverance is hard work. You do it after you get tired of doing the hard work you've already done. Now, you've done some hard work to get where you are. You've done some hard work, really. So right now, just, you know, it's just like, you know, ladies, you know what I'm about to say. You know, having these babies, it's just like, man, you're excited about, you know, I'm expecting, and you know, some of you are so excited. I want to know what it is, you know. Then you find out it's a boy, it's a girl. Then you start stopping, and then you start doing up, painting the rooms and doing up. You've done too much now, because now the labor, the pain, the like, oh, I'm changing my mind. Then, you know, the person that helped you do it, you might want to curse them out, like, get out, you know. And the doctors and everybody that's really just said, I just want to be one of those, you know, nurses that's by your side tonight to just tell you, be steadfast. It hurts. Man, it hurts. You put in too much time. You've carried this dream for too long. You've talked about it. You've dreamed about it. It's real. It is real. I know right now it just looked like it's real. You're real. And I just want to tell you, be steadfast, really. Because through perseverance, many people win success out of what seems destitute to be a failure. And it looks like, I know it looks like, this is a failure. This is a, believe me, hear me. I'm talking, because you know, guys, when I get to talking like this, I'm talking to myself, I'm talking to you. It's real. It looks like it's real. You're real. It's going to be. But right now, your dream just needs you to be steadfast. It needs you to be loyal. It needs you to be faithful. It needs you to show up. I don't care if you don't feel good. Really. So, you know, it's just the idea that, you know, it's real. And the best way out is always through. You put in too much. You've talked about it. I mean, you've got business cards. Man, you've got a journal. Man, you've got a diary. Man, you should probably even engage. And we're not, you know, well, I just think I'm going to, no, we're not going to call this off. No, we're not going to, well, I just don't, I'm going to quit school. No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. Because develop success from failure, discouragement and failure are two of the stepping stones to to success. Really, this failure and this discouragement is stepping stone, all these S's, to success. It really is. Stay faithful. Stay steadfast. I mean, I know your mind, and that's why I really want to talk to your mind, because it's time your mind just say, like that, it does. I mean, you can't shut your mind down. You know, sometimes I tell my mind to shut up, and it seems like it wants to, like, who are you talking to? And then the pain helps my mind, you know, and it's just like, and then after that, then after my pain helps my mind, then all of a sudden a voice starts speaking. But all of this, this is going to be a stepping stone. And I never thought, guys, if I, you know, probably, you know, at 8:30, I think RJ was saying that PSJ Life, you know, I'll be back at 8:30. I really want to share some things with you, because sometimes we hear people talk. But there's times where people sometimes want to know your scars. I hear you pumping me up. But have you ever? Oh, yes. Oh, and guys, you know that this is only from 6:30 until 7. But I'm telling you, when we come back, and that number, I think RJ has really given you guys, and I want you guys, if you say, well, give me the number, I don't know where I put it at, I'm going to give it to you. 605-475-4000, asset code 945-830. We need to talk. Because, I mean, you're just like my grandmother would say, you're in low cotton. You're about to say, forget this right here. Like that? But no. So, it always seemed impossible. It always seemed impossible. It's going to like, wow, it's going to happen. It's going to happen for you. Really. Really. It's one thing. A winner is just a loser who tries one more time. And you're just going to say, okay, I'll sit here. I'll wait. You know, because I wanted to go back to what was familiar. I didn't like this uncomfortableness, this where, you know, like, I thought this was going to be like, you know, like, leave me. And my dreams, by me being where I needed to be, there is a due date for your dream. There's a due date. Really. Life. You were predestinated. I mean, it was just like you really put forth an effort. You've educated yourself. You put in a lot of stuff that's going to come back to you. But you got to be there. And all of a sudden, I'm telling you, if I start talking, we're going to really go over. I'm not going to go over, but I'm telling you guys, you're going to realize that you're okay. You're really okay, that this is a part of, you know, like, really. Because by you really, with the courage and the persevering, it helps you to be steadfast. Because it's courage is not having the strength to go on. It's going on when you don't have the strength. Steadfast is keep you. You're just like, oh, you're still going to wait? Yeah. You're not going to do nothing? No. But you should, you know, not what you're going to do. You know, that's that talk you have with you. And you make a choice. And I just want to help you make a choice to say, you know what, giver of life? Okay. I'll be steadfast. I'll be steadfast. Because when you really settle down, where are you going? What are you going to do? You're going to start over? If you start over, you have to be steadfast again. If you decide, you know what, giver of life, I'm telling you, I'm so depressed, I'm just going to eat. I'm coming off of this dream that I'm going to be this size and everything. You're still going to have to start over and be steadfast again. So, guys, I want you to be faithful. I want you to be loyal to your dream. I want you to be unmovable. And I know there's things that can really move you right now. Disappointment, discouragement, there's stepping stones, really. And you just need someone. You know, you just need someone to say, don't move. You know, that's why sometimes we think when we as women, when we're in labor, you know, we think, you know, you're mean. No, just push. Oh, no, come on. No, y'all don't know how tired I am. No, come on. Just come on. Be steadfast. Come on. Okay, take a breath. But come on, let's do it again. You know, and you're pushing forth something. I don't believe. I'm going to tell you something. I just don't believe all that I put in is going to amount to nothing. I just don't believe it. I don't believe it, really. And I have the scars to show it that I was about to just say, this is not working. I'm going back up north. I stayed unfolding. They really start unfolding. So I really want to just let you guys know that, you know, really. I know right now you might not have the strength to go on, but I want you to be steadfast. You can be still. You can just say, okay. You can just sit and say, okay. Okay. And have your moments. Have your emotional roller coaster. You're okay. I know sometimes we don't hear people saying about this. We just see the finished product. We just say, oh, they met. Oh, if you only knew. If you only knew what it takes. really. You got to realize that the man who moves a mountain begins by carrying away small stones. So you just need to just kind of, this week you just need to be steadfast. Last week you probably just needed something else. But right now, just be steadfast. And I know you're just about to blow a piston. Your smoke's coming out your ears. Okay. But just be steadfast. Just be steadfast. And it was things pushing, you'd be surprised of that your dream has, dream haters. Not only just outside people, but just yourself. Just disappointment will come. And it would just, you shouldn't, like that. But I want you to be steadfast. I want you to realize that, you know what, I am going to believe in myself. I'm really going to believe in myself. We need to accept that we won't always make the right decisions, that we will really sometimes mess up sometimes. Understand that failure is not the opposite of success. It's a part of success. So where you are, it's a part of success. It's a part of you being steadfast and like, can I get off this boat? Could the plane turn around? No, we have a destiny. Your dream has a destiny, and it's really waiting for you. So, guys, I'm telling you, just kind of like be still. Just kind of like, just even as you be steadfast, just question yourself. Say, what are you going to do? Where are you going to go? And I've seen so many great people that have mounted to nothing because, number one, when you're not steadfast, you're not loyal, you tend to blame people. And once you blame them, it's like it's taking your strength to even be steadfast. It's just like a hammer, like a nail, just, putting your dream in a coffin and just nailing it down and just say, it'll never be. But you have to say, yes, it will. If you have to pull them out yourself, yes, it will. I don't believe I've come this far. I don't believe I've done. I know my intentions. I know me. I know this is something I love. I know this is something I want in spite of. Because I tell you, right now, your dream needs you to be loyal. And I know there's all kind of things say, let it go. Let it be. It's not worth it. You're crazy. Like that? No, you're not. You weren't crazy a year ago. You weren't crazy. All that stuff that you put in, you weren't crazy then. So, guys, I'm telling you, right now your dream just needs you to be loyal. Your dream needs to, right now, it's questioning you. Do you want this? How bad do you want this? How much more are you going to take? It's questioning you. And that's why I really don't want you to just kind of like, because I had those moments. I had those moments. And I am so grateful that I can really, just really speak to your dream from my dream to tell you to be steadfast. Really, it's going to pay off. It's going to amount to something. All the sweat and the tears and like you build a little sandcastle and all of a sudden here comes this high tide. But you know what? Even though it knocked it down, you still have some sand, and you can still build again. You just need to be loyal. You're a good person. I told you, it's a powerful thing to believe in you. It's a powerful thing to believe in you when you look like everything's wrong. It is so important that you do that. And, guys, we're going to finish talking about this because I'm telling you something. I feel myself helping myself, and I hope I'm helping you because it's just like your turn is coming. It's really coming, and you're going to sing about it. You're going to laugh about it. You're going to make others cry with you. Really. I don't know if you guys look at the Academy Award. I mean, it was just like, whoa, like, oh, you, this is my dream. Every time I hear of someone, they say, this is my dream. This is something I dream as a girl. Really, it's your dream. So, guys, I'll be back with you at 8:30 on PSJ Life Let's Talk Show, and that number is 605-475-4000, asset code 945-830. I just hope that I've kind of spoke to, you a little bit, that you're kind of like call back and we can just kind of like chat some more and really just have you feeling better about yourself and better about your dream and just realize, honey, this wind that's blowing, it's blowing you somewhere. The storm that you're in, it's taking you somewhere. Because you're yet alive, and if you're alive, your dream is alive. Okay, guys? So, again, this is Giver of Life. Enjoy your life.